Hello, Brian.
Hi, Roger. Haven't been in touch for a long time.
Nice to have you on.
About the Mersey Tunnel Users Association. I'm a member of the Mersey Tunnel Users Association Committee.
Right.
And we've issued a press release this week.
I have seen it, actually, yes, but go on.
We feel that we're being sold down the river by, well, not us, but all Mersey Tunnel users are being sold out by the river by broken and unfulfilled promises from the Labour and Conservative parties before the election. If I can deal with the Conservatives first, okay. George Osborne, who we know is the Chancellor, he was interviewed about tolls on the bridges at Runcorn.
Yes, I remember.
When he was speaking in favour of, on behalf of, to support Esther McVeigh in Wirral. Mm. And he said, I'm confident, he was talking about having the same sort of system on for the Mersey tunnels as is proposed for the new Runcorn Bridge that the local residents won't pay. And he said that I'm confident we'll be able to create a similar scheme for residents on the Wirral so they don't have to pay the tolls. Now, I don't know why I just said the Wirral, because it would be equally important to do it for Wirral and Liverpool side of the river too.
Yeah.
But nothing, that seems to have gone quiet since then, and we're currently chasing up local Conservative councillors to get them to push him and to see what the situation is. So that is... that one's not been broken yet, but we're very dubious about whether that one will be carried out. With regard to the Labour Party...
Yeah, I just got the quote, actually, in May.
Yeah.
Mersey Tunnel tolls would, quote, definitely be cut for Wirral residents. That is an absolute quote.
That was from George Osborne.
Cut or potentially scrapped.
Yeah. So, well, I'd say...
That's
hopefully
extraordinary.
We were also
told that they were going to have, the Northern Powers was going to have, transport across HS3, it was called. That's gone down the Swanee as well. That was promised before the election.
Well, I say we're still hoping.
Don't trust anybody who goes into.
Oh, well, no! Of course, you'd never trust a politician before an election. It's a fact.
I'm afraid it is.
That's a fact. But I say we're giving them a bit more rope to hang themselves.
Go on, mate.
But in February, bit of history first of all.
Yeah,
the Mersey Tunnel is now run by the new Liverpool City Region Combined Authority, which opened last year.
Yes, Mersey Travel's a part of that now, isn't it?
Well, it's sort of, if I can use a very unfair analogy, the Combined Authority is now the organ grinder and Mersey Travel are now the monkey.
Okay.
They carry out the work that the organ grinder
does. Certainly wouldn't like that, but carry on, yes.
No, but it says what I think. Anyway, the Mayor...
Joe Anderson.
...promised that... The profits are from the tunnel would no longer be used to help fund other transport initiatives, but would be used A, to meet the cost of the tunnel, and B, to go to reducing the debt. So this was quite a... it's in the minutes of the Combined Authority in February.
Yeah, I've got a quote on that one too. The Mersey Tunnel should not be used as a cash cow, according to the Mayor. However, he's not in a position to do much about that because he is not the leader of the Combined Authority.
No, but Phil Davis is, and
Phil Davis is.
All the other Labour council leaders agreed, so you know they're all going down the same line. But what happened is on the 2nd of September. There was a special meeting of the City Region Combined Authority,
right,
where they are applying to the government for further devolution. At the moment, they look after transport, work skills, planning and economic development, and they were looking for more money and it be an extension of their powers. And one of the things that was promised was that, I think it was, I don't know which one it was, but the agenda talks about... talks about using the tunnel fees for infrastructure and other and whatever they like to do with it on Merseyside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the quote. The city region is asking for power to invest tolls in wider, broader infrastructure and economic development and transport infrastructure across the city region.
Mm.
Now this is an agenda item which I think was supported and has gone through. So in other words, it's been a complete U-turn. Instead of saying we want to give the money back to the tunnel users, we're now going to use it as an extra tax on tunnel users to fund anything else we want to fund on Merseyside.
Well, it sounds like, I didn't fully hear all that, but it sounds like it's to fund transport issues on Merseyside.
Oh, no, it's always been that way. That's what they have done up till now, because...
You're saying it's widened, though?
Yeah, you know, up till now, remember the ill-fated tramway to Kirby?
And I do, yes.
The Beatles story and the new building, at the new headquarters down by the pierhead. They've all been funded. They are transport-related. This is much wider now. It's to do anything which will help the economic development, transport infrastructure, and the broader infrastructure of Merseyside. So it's virtually, as we say, a nice little cash cow. It's attractive to the politicians because they've got a bit of money which they needn't ask, needn't put council tax up for, because it's there already, and it will be, as I see it, the tunnel fee is even more now a tax on tunnel users, which other residents of Merseyside don't pay to deal with the general government of Merseyside.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you live in Knowsley, let's say, there will be goods that will come through the tunnel to deliver to you in Knowsley. Yeah. That will be true of Sefton. So I mean, there is the crossing is used to benefit everybody. Maybe more people in Wirral and Liverpool, I agree, but it's still used for the others.
Okay, it's used for everybody, but the only people who pay are the people who use it.
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong. It is, tunnel money is now going to be used to help other people. It could be to build, I don't know, a new council offices in Southport.
I've always thought that the Merseyside Tunnel Users Association have missed a trick, and maybe I misunderstand you. And the trick is this, that there are about, I don't know how many, probably 30 parts of what I would call the main infrastructure, road infrastructure, where people have to pay the bridges, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you all get together? Rather than having one place saying, we don't think we should pay tunnels, why don't you all get together and say, we as a country think it is wrong that main roads should be tolled, because that's what they all are.
Right. There is a national body to which a couple of our members are affiliated.
Ah.
John McGoldrick, our secretary, was very much involved in the freeing of tolls on the one in Scotland.
The Sky one.
He was involved with that.
I mean, that was fantastic. My understanding is people, they just refused to pay.
Yeah.
And everybody refused to pay, and they drove past apparently and said, "Charge me, take me to court." And in the end, the Scottish government gave up, paid off the PFI, and that was it.
I'd love to do that, but going on about consultation, we have also been in touch with the body that's looking after the Runcorn Bridge, but I think they, to some extent, they've been bought off by the promise of free tolls. So, that seems to be the case. But certainly, I think what I'd like to say is ask people on Merseyside who use the tunnel to get in touch with either Joe Anderson, leader of the Liverpool Mayor, or Phil Davis, the leader of Wirral Council, or any Labour councillor, and say, why have they done this U-turn? Why, instead of using the money to pay off the existing debt, they're going to now use it to build other things? The combined authority's budget for this year, budgets a surplus of £15.8 million as profit from the Mersey Tunnel. So that's the type of money we're talking about.
All right. I need to leave it, I'm afraid, but thank you very much indeed for going through all of that, and I hope people will listen to it and act accordingly.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks very much indeed. Good to speak to you. That's Brian there from Wallasey. Join